Stillman and Company, 102.5, 106.3. The game, happy Friday, Nashville. Jake Lyman, Derek Mason, Connor Newt in for Jared Stillman today. Jared charging up for training camp, which again is just 4 days away now. Players report on Tuesday of next week. First practice coming up on Wednesday. We are broadcasting live from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Gentlemen, how are we on this Friday? We're taking you into the weekend here on Stillman & Company.
Yeah, I'm doing wonderful. Been doing a lot of running around this morning.
I'm sure you have.
Yes, have family in for tomorrow's induction, so been just running around from one place to another, you know, talking, doing all this other stuff. But it's good to have my family here. And then the kids and their mom are on the way here to Nashville. So I will have more support coming for the induction tomorrow. So I'm tired, but it's a fun time. It's a fun time. So maybe have a little bit of anxiety.
Yes. Oh, I'm sure. I mean, isn't that how it always is when you have family in town? It's great. You love having family in town.
I love having family.
But it just stresses you out a little bit more.
Yeah, it gives you a little bit more anxiety. You love them, and it's not like bad anxiety. It's just anxiety of making sure everybody's okay. You know, everybody's okay. Everybody's having a good time. That's what it's about. It's not like, I don't want to see you. No. I just want to make sure everybody's having a good time.
Right. So. Well, we are excited for your induction tomorrow. Derek being inducted into the Tennessee Sports Hall of Fame tomorrow night.
Yes.
So congratulations once again.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Exciting weekend for Derek. We've got a fun show planned for you today. The SEC preseason poll was released. And just like we said yesterday, D-Mace, Vanderbilt did get first place votes.
Yes.
They did. They got two first place votes.
Wasn't it last year they got one?
Yeah, I think there's one guy in the program. Yeah.
There's one guy who always seems to vote Vandy to win the SEC, but this year they got two.
In 10 years, it will be 10.
Slowly,
well, 10 years from now, it'll be 12.
Slowly but surely, it's going up. Auburn also got a first place vote, which, honestly, if I look at those two teams, I probably would say Vanderbilt has a little bit better
odds
of being the SEC champion.
Ooh. I mean, are we talking about Auburn's program falling that far? And I say it, and it's almost like a disrespect to Van. Like, I'm putting Vandy down. I'm not. They've done a lot to get themselves, you know, from where they were, and they still got a ways to go. But I think every program, at least if you're talking about the history of the SEC, at least the last 10, 15, 20 years, that if you are worse than Vandy,
right,
that's bad.
But I actually saw.
But I love Vandy. But it's just you see,
right?
What I'm
no, I get what you're saying. Yeah, it's that for a while Vandy was considered to be in the basement
of the SEC, a cellar dweller.
And
yes.
if you're seen as below Vanderbilt for a long time, that was not a great thing. But we saw what they did last year. Mm-hmm. I did see on Twitter today that Auburn and Vanderbilt, their season or their career series against each other, 22-22. They are 500. So their battle in November will be for the all-time series lead between those
two
programs.
Let's go, Vandy.
We will dive more into the SEC preseason poll, which again came out earlier this afternoon, later in the show. Texas projected to be the SEC champion. We'll also look at the all-conference teams. A couple of players in the state put on the first team all-SEC list as well. I do want to say before we dive in, we have I have a question of the day that I want all of our audience to answer, but I'm so glad to have baseball back. The last 2 days have been tough. Those are the only 2 days, I believe, outside of maybe now, are those the only 2 days out of the calendar year
where there's
none of the four major sports on?
It may just be because
by the time
there was no women's WNBA game, was it?
No, they're on the All-Star break right now.
Yeah, you're right.
Once baseball ends, basketball and hockey have started up again. Football's obviously started up.
Yep.
And then by the time those end, baseball's back. So yes. pretty much it's year-round. I think the 2 days after the All-Star game are the only time where we just have almost zero sports. So I'm very happy to look up here in the studio and see the Cubs and Red Sox playing. We have baseball back today, which, you know, I know a lot of people out there aren't huge baseball fans. We don't talk a whole lot about baseball because, you know, there's not a team here. But I just am. I'm excited to look up and actually see live sports again after 2 days off. So I want to get to what is going to be the basis of the first half of our show today. We are going to do Ask D-Mace at 4:30. I know Adam and Willie did Ask Them Anything on the midday show.
It was Ask Adam and Willie Anything.
Yes, Ask Adam and Willie Anything. But it's a Friday. Mm-hmm. We said it yesterday. If D-Mace is on the air, we're doing Ask D-Mace. So that'll be at 4:30. But first, I want to ask everybody out there. It is our last Fireball Hot Take Friday here on Stillman & Company before training camp. So it is time to unload all of your hot takes. What is your biggest hot take for the Titans season? I want some bold ones in here. And it could be good. It could be bad. This could be as far from, I mean, we've already seen some textures, Connor and I, of the Titans are going to go 11-5 and win the division this
year. Some of them sit back here in the studio with me on a daily basis. And it's not Nick Frazier who's still here.
Yes, Dr. Crane's still hanging around back there. It could also be something very bad, like the Titans are going to be the first team ever to go 0-17. So I want them all. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Our phone line's driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. You can text or call. Again, that is going to be the basis of most of the first half of today's show, is what is your hot take around the Titans heading into training camp? I'm going to give us a chance to formulate these. And we're going to come back on the other side of this first break, and we're going to give ours. But I think there's a lot of good ones out there, and I know our listening audience, they love the hot take. And we're going to get some good ones.
Are we looking for, because saying that either they, I think saying 0-17 would be more of a hot take than saying they would finish 11-5. But really, do we realistically think they're going to finish 0-17?
No.
But I would tend to think a hot take would be something that can actually, like, can happen. I don't think they're that bad where they are 0-17. I think they will stumble into one game, you know, if that being the low mark.
Right.
But 0-17.
I mean, there's never been a team to go 0-17.
No,
because the Browns and Lions both went 0-16. Exactly. But since we've gone to a 17 game schedule, no one has gone winless. I'm not saying I think the Titans are going to do that. I think the Titans will be better than last year. But with our listeners, there is a polarizing view of how the Titans are going to be this year. There are a lot of people that are pretty optimistic about the Titans. There are a lot more people who are pretty pessimistic about the team. I don't know if anybody believes they're going to go 0-17.
Yeah, and I wonder, are there individuals or like a subset group of people that are just scared to believe that the Titans are going to do well because they thought in the past that they would do well and they end up not doing well, or they thought they could fix the offensive line and then come and they can't fix the offensive line. So there are a group that thinks, I want to, but I'm scared.
Yeah, and that's what I was saying in March when all the debate was, should the Titans take Cam Ward or should they trade the pick? I think Titans fans are scared, and I thought they were scared of taking Cam Ward because of Jake Locker and Vince Young and Marcus Mariota. I think there is a little bit of scare. Titans fans are a little bit afraid when it comes to wanting to believe in a young quarterback.
They're hesitant in believing, even though there's something in them that says, believe it. Believe
they don't want to get hurt again.
Yeah, it's like a relationship.
Right.
Yeah.
If you put yourself out there, you can't get hurt if you have low expectations. And I feel like that's what a lot of these Titans fans have. I'm not saying I have high expectations. I'm on record saying I think 5-7 wins for the Titans is probably reasonable. But I also believe in Cam Ward. And based on a couple of our textures that I'm seeing here is – I think a couple people do believe in Cam Ward, too. So, again, our question today, what is your biggest hot take for the Titans in 2025? It is the final Fireball Hot Take Friday here on the program before training camp, so we're unloading all of them. What do you think the Titans will look like in 2025? And again, this doesn't have to be the team. It could be an individual player that you think is going to have a great year or a bad year. We want all of them. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Feel free to chime in. Our phone line's driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Matt on our text line, I do want to apologize, especially with Dr. Crane back there. I said no sports for 2 days, but Nashville SC did play on Wednesday.
Oh, well, so excuse us.
I did say major four teams, like major four sports.
American major
American.
Four.
American, yes.
But
American.
Yeah, the major four sports in America are NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL.
Yes.
So that was the point I was trying to make. But yes, Nashville SC did play and win on Wednesday night. Congratulations. They beat the Columbus Crew 3-0. So, or 3-0. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Again, what is your Titans hot take for the year? We've got some flying in on the text line. You can text or call. We will give ours coming up next, and then we will get to all of yours later on in this first hour. Jake Lyman, Derek Mason, Connor Newt in for Jared Stillman today. Stillman and Company, 1025, 1063, The Game. Tune into ESPN 94.9 The Fan today as the Nashville Sounds take on Indianapolis. Pregame begins at 6:20. The first pitch is at 6:35. Coverage also available on the Game Nashville app and at thegamenashville.com. Sounds Baseball on ESPN 94.9 The Fan is presented by Twin Peaks and Family Leisure. Jake Lyman, Derek Mason, Connor Newt with you in for Jared Stillman today. Jared again back on Monday as we gear up for Titans training camp. And our question for all of you out there today: what is your biggest Titans hot take on this Fireball Hot Take Friday? We will give ours in just a second. Mm-hmm. We're seeing them pouring in on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. But let's start by going to our phone lines. James in Ashland City wants to get in on the conversation. James, thanks for waiting. Go ahead.
Well, I wouldn't call it a hot take. I think that term is way overused, but that's just me. I don't mean to sabotage the show. That's not why I called. But I do think that you're going to see Cam Ward have a pretty good year simply because the offensive line is as best as it's been since they traded away Jack Conklin, which I'm still pissed off about. That ever since
Amen, Conklin, brother.
Yeah. So if you disagree with me on that take, let me know. Ever since Jack Conklin was traded away to the Browns, every year the line just got just a little worse and then worse, and then Taylor Lewan goes and retires early. It just was the minute we had Andre Dillard. And Aaron Brewer was just a hot dumpster fire. But I think they did a lot of good things that made the offensive line a lot better. And you're going to see that this year, I promise. I guarantee that. That's if you want to call it a hot take. I'd love to hear your feedback. And if, Jared, you're listening, congratulations on the baby. I don't think I've talked to you since you had the baby. Guys, have a great weekend.
Appreciate the call, Thank James.
You. Well,
I like it. I've said before that in terms of investment in the offensive line, the Titans have not skimped. Like, that's first-round picks, big contracts, former All-Pros that are on that offensive line. If everybody stays healthy, and Lloyd Cushenberry is healthy to start the season, we've said it before, I can't imagine it's not going to be better.
I can't see it not being better. Now, we said that last season because Dillard was no longer on the offensive line, and they turned out to be just as bad or at times even worse. But I do believe this because the one thing I can't fault the Titans for with Will Levis is that they anticipated guys being better than what they actually were or what they had already shown. So you put a guy underneath center that the only way it seemed like he was going to have any success, it was if the line was completely clean for him.
Yep.
Completely. Because even at times when the line was clean, he still didn't do the things necessary consistently enough to move the ball down the field. So if the line is just 40%, 30%, hell, better than what they have been over the last two seasons, I believe Cam Ward has the ability, unlike Will Levis didn't show, at being consistent at taking the chunks or taking the small plays that are going to pay big dividends along the way. Will Levis didn't learn how to do that. He didn't learn how to take the little throws here and there, and move the ball methodically down the field. I think Cam Ward understands that.
Yeah, Will Levis, he would panic a lot.
Yes.
And even when he did have a clean pocket, it still felt like he was under duress, maybe just in his own mind.
Yeah.
Cam Ward's so relaxed that I don't think that's going to be an issue this year.
Yeah. So if the offensive line, like the caller said, he believes the offensive line is much better than what they have been. And if that is indeed the case, then, like he said, I think Cam Ward's going to have a pretty good year underneath center.
All right, let's get to our hot takes here. I've got plenty on the text line. We'll do those in the next segment. Connor Newt, do you have a Titans hot take that is burning on your mind right now?
I'll give you a bit of a bold one.
Okay, I love it.
Elik Ayomanner will finish with 700 yards and five touchdowns this season.
Wow, I like that. That's a great rookie season for a fourth-round rookie. And not impossible. We talked with TD yesterday, and TD said that he thinks Elik is going to be the starting X receiver by the time they get to the regular season.
That was the inspiration. I was like, if TD is in on him, I should probably hop in on him too.
If he stays healthy and he is the starter the whole year, I think it's realistic to see him get into that 600-700 yard range. So I like it. That is a good hot take. D-Mace, do you have one that you're thinking of?
I have Simmons and Sweat will combine for 15 sacks this season.
15. I like it.
Yes. And to be more specific, I think Simmons will have 10 and Big Sweat will have 5.
Okay.
I think that's how it goes down.
I like that. Simmons has said
he hasn't reached double-digit sacks since he's been here. He got 9, I think, the 1 year or 8.
Yes. Was that 2021?
Yeah, but he never reached double digits. So
I like it. And if T-Sweat is giving you 5 sacks – you feel really good about that.
Yeah. Yeah,
if he's getting 5 sacks, I think that is a great season from Tavondre Sweat. I am also going to go pass catchers for mine. I'm also kind of going off what TD said yesterday. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say by the throughout the entire year, Gunnar Helm will finish with the most receiving yards and most receiving touchdowns among the Titans tight ends. Mm. I will
1,000% agree with that.
I will say that Gunnar Helm, it may not be that way the entire season, but once you look at the entirety of the year, Gunnar Helm will have been the most productive Titans tight end.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's not far-fetched.
I'm trying to keep it at least in the scope of reality.
Yeah, I think we'll learn a lot once camp starts, because if Chig doesn't separate himself, it's going to – and I think it's going to be a long battle – anyway, but if Chig doesn't separate himself from the other two tight ends, really, he may end up being the guy left out, so to speak.
Yep.
If he isn't consistent, because that's Chig's problem. Chig is just not consistent. And then you got Wiley, who just wasn't into the offense last year. He seems like he has some ability.
And he's had the concussion issues too, which is just, it's tough when it feels like every once in a while he just takes a hit and you lose him for a month.
So you may be dealing with someone that's just susceptible to concussions, and you know he may have to miss a couple of games during the season.
Right.
So you know Gunnar Helm is going to have a great opportunity, you know, to find himself with a lot of playing time, because they ain't draft him in the fourth round. They ain't drafted him in the fourth round just to come in and be a special teams player. They believe in him enough that he can be a starter on this team, I'm sure.
Yeah, and Chig and Wiley were both day three picks too, so it's not out of the realm of possibility that Helm unseats both of them. I had another one in mind that I thought was more of a stretch, and I just want to get your guys' thoughts on it. I don't know if I believe it, and I don't know if it's completely realistic.
You got to believe it,
but
don't you?
We had the whole conversation last year with the Titans have never had a 4,000-yard passer in a season.
Mm.
Could Cam Ward do it in his rookie year? That was my other one of – because you remember it's 3:15 on a Friday. Usually Corey Curtis is on the program. Corey Curtis saying that he thought Will Levis getting 4,000 yards last year was a slam dunk. Sorry, Corey, for bringing it up again if you're listening. But I don't know if it's going to happen. He's a rookie. And if he did get 4,000 yards, it would be an offensive rookie of the year type season. But I don't know if it's impossible.
There were only 6 quarterbacks that threw for 4,000 yards or more. Now, there were 2. There were about another 5 that were – or 10 that were –
close,
you know, close, like within 500 yards. but there are only six that eclipsed the 4,000-yard mark.
Yeah, that's why I didn't go with it.
I think it's more of a stretch. That is a hot take right there. That is truly a hot take because I'm trying to see no rookie quarterback were amongst the 4,000-yard passers. Now, Jaden Daniels was the – well, Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams both had 3,500 yards as rookies. So it's not far-fetched to say – it's a hot take, yes, but it's not too far-fetched to say these guys could get close to it. Well, Cam Ward can get close to it, even more so eclipse it. But that would mean that everything around him is really clear.
Right. And you would think if he gets over 4,000 yards, one of two things happened. Either the defense is horrible and they're playing from behind the entire time, or the team's pretty good. I would think the former would be more likely. There have only ever been five rookie quarterbacks to throw for 4,000 yards in their first season.
Let me see.
Yeah, any guesses?
Jameis Winston?
Correct. Jameis Winston, 4,042 in 2015. These are all within the last 15 years.
C.J. Stroud?
C.J. Stroud, 4,108.
Jaden Daniels?
Jaden Daniels did not. 3,568 last year.
Justin Herbert?
Correct. Justin Herbert, 4,336 in 2020.
Joe Burrow?
He was hurt.
He
tore his ACL.
The other two were early 2010s.
Early 2010s. I was going to say it wasn't Trevor Lawrence, was it?
No, Trevor.
Baker Mayfield?
Nope. Both got over 3,600 yards, though.
Okay. Matthew Stafford?
No, Matthew Stafford, where was he? He must have gotten hurt because he's not on here.
Because what you call it, Jared Goff didn't play his rookie year.
One of them won the Heisman.
Sam Bradford.
Nope. There, one of them won the Heisman and the national championship.
Heisman and not Matt Leinart.
The other one,
Carson Palmer.
No. Nope. 2011 and 2012, back to back seasons. Both these guys threw for 4,000 yards.
Cam Newton. Why am I forgetting now? 2012. Cam was 2011, right?
Yeah, Cam was 2011. Most passing yards by a rookie quarterback in NFL history was in 2012 by the number one overall pick.
Who was the number one overall pick?
Why are we blanking on this, D.S.? What's wrong with us?
Why am I blanking on this?
Andrew Luck.
Andrew Luck.
Because he's not in the NFL no more.
He's been retired for 10 years.
Don't nobody even think about Andrew Luck anymore.
Andrew Luck, 43-74. So it's only happened five times. And again, that's kind of – and in fact, the five times – Winston had 4,000. The next closest is Mac Jones with 3,800. So anybody who's had more than 3,801 in NFL history in the rookie season has gotten to 4,000. So we'll see. I didn't say it was my hot take. I just wanted to get gauge the
temperature. That is a hot take, though.
Right.
That's burning.
Yes. And I don't think it's going to happen. I would put him more in the probably 34 to 3,700 range if he stays healthy the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
But not impossible. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Again, we are asking you for your hot takes today. It is the final Fireball Hot Take Friday here on Stillman & Company. Before NFL training camps open up, what is your Titans hot take for 2025? We have lots of them on the text line. You can get yours in. We will go through them coming up next. Jake Lyman, Derek Mason, Connor Newt, in for Jarrett Stillman today. Stillman & Company, 1025, 106.3 The Game. The Borchetta Bourbon Music City Grand Prix is coming to the Nashville Super Speedway Labor Day weekend, and 1025 The Game has your chance to win VIP tickets to the IndyCar race. Text in the keyword race, R-A-C-E now, to 615-737-1025 to be entered to win a pair of VIP tickets. For more information on the event, visit musiccitygp.com. Jake Lyman, Derek Mason, Connor Newt with you. Jared out until next week. He'll be back on Monday. We are taking your Titans hot takes right now here on the final Fireball Hot Take Friday before Titans training camp. Let's go to our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We have plenty of them on the text line right now. We start with Caleb. Caleb says his hot take is Ward will be good, but brought down by the joke of a roster we have and the downright refusal to add any real talent around him, 6-11 record. I don't know if that's much of a hot take. That feels like the expectation for a lot of Titans fans is like
6-11.
Right, 6-11. Ward's going to be decent, but they're not going to be very good as a team.
Yeah, because it seems like this is going to be a I don't want to say methodical thing, but it's going to be done in steps. And you just hope that, you know, Cam Ward is good enough, sort of like Jaden Daniels, CJ Stroud, that he can kind of elevate even in his first year. Your roster may not be a really good roster, but it's good enough, and then the quarterback helps elevate it, like CJ Stroud did with Houston, even though I thought Houston's overall roster was better than the Titans is now, than what the Titans are now, excuse me. But I think if he plays well, and I think this is a better roster than it was last year. That I do believe.
I agree.
I think he can elevate them, like you said, to, like the call, the texter said, to a 6-11, 7-10 record.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the Titans roster is very good. But we've said before that Titans went 3-14 last year. If they had competent quarterback play, they'd probably win 3 or 4 more games.
Yeah, that in a better offensive line, just a slightly better offensive line.
A competent offensive line.
Let's just say that.
And a quarterback who doesn't throw the game away, the Titans would have been a middle of the pack team.
They would have had 2 more wins.
Right.
They would have had 2 more
wins. I think you get 5, 6, 7, which is kind of what I expect for this year. Mm-hmm. Andrew from Dover, Cam Ward will win Offensive Rookie of the Year. Mm-hmm. Like that. Actually, I'll look up the odds on that. Here's the hot take. The Titans will make the playoffs, too, from Andrew from Dover.
Oh, wow. Well, listen, if Cam wins Offensive Rookie of the Year, because I'm trying to figure, Caleb Williams didn't win it last year with Jaden Daniels, right?
Yes, Jaden Daniels won it.
So, with that being said, if he's winning Offensive Rookie of the Year at the quarterback position, then your team's good. I don't think they're giving it to you when you're 6-12. 6-10. Oh yeah, 6-11, 7-10. They're not giving it to you when you're
right.
Your team, I think, has to be good.
I'm looking up the Offensive Rookie of the Year odds. It looks like I would guess Ashton Jeanty is probably the favorite. But yes, yeah, so Jeanty is the favorite +270. Cam Ward right behind him at +300. So those are your favorites. And then Travis Hunter, Tet McMillan, Tyler Shuck is in the mix, and then a couple of running backs, Amarian Hampton, Travion Henderson. So Jeanty and Ward are the two favorites. So not a super hot take to say Cam Ward wins Offensive Rookie of the Year, but making the playoffs for sure.
I don't think one can exist. I think the playoffs can exist without Cam Ward winning the Rookie of the Year, but I don't think he can win the Rookie of the Year and them not make the playoffs.
It's a good point. If the Titans go 4,
unless every rookie is just like,
right, if Jeanty only runs for 800 yards or something like that, I could see it. I think Cam Ward will be right in the mix for Offensive Rookie of the Year, especially because the quarterback rookies you don't even know if any of the other ones are going to start. Like, I would guess Jackson Dart's probably not going to start.
He may have a higher probability some point in the season.
I agree.
Maybe not to start off.
Right. Russell Wilson's probably starting week 1.
Yeah. I think Dart starts by week 8.
Okay. Wow, hot take there.
Book it.
All right.
Oh, he booked it, too.
Wow.
Definitely. Ain't no change in that.
Ian, write it down in the guarantee.
No, that's not even write it down. Well, that's an image right there. You can never do that. That one is just there forever now.
Yeah, right. I mean, we will come back to that in October, Connor. I hope you know that. Tyler Shuck might start, but that's because the Saints are going to be horrible. Same with Shedeur Sanders in Cleveland. So if Cam Ward has a good season and none of the running backs or wide receivers are elite, there's a good chance he wins it. Jared from Spring Hill, negative hot take here. He goes, Callahan gets canned after getting drubbed by Vrabel and company at home in November.
Ooh, that is a hot take. Because
we've seen it before, though.
I think we have seen it, but I believe that Amy wouldn't make that drastic of a move once again. I don't think she would do that, especially having a first-year quarterback. I believe she will allow, just let it play out, knowing that at the end of the season, you know, we're moving on. But I don't see them firing especially after, because the New England game early, isn't it?
It's week 7, week 8, somewhere in there.
Almost middle of the season. But if they lose, now if they are, you know, if they hadn't won a game up to that point, I say right. one game or won one game and look bad in others, and then they lose to New England, then yes, okay. But if they're still competitive and then they end up losing to New England, I'm not sure if she's going to do the same thing twice.
Right. You have to know the context of what's going yes. on before the New England game.
Exactly.
But, right, if they're
but it's a
if,
hot take.
If they're 1-6 heading into that game and Vrabel comes in here and beats you by 30.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw it after A.J. Brown spanked the goalpost that, you know.
I hope she wouldn't do that, but if you're 1-6 and you –
right.
end up losing that game, man, you might as well, yeah, I think you may have to pack your bags.
There might be a chance. yeah. Collins also says Cam wins Rookie of the Year. I think that's a popular one. 0454 says if the AFC South continues to be terrible, the Titans could make the playoffs. I don't see it, but I also do understand that there just isn't, there isn't a world beater in this division. And the Texans on paper are the best, but we've seen teams that look like the Texans just, you know, lay an egg at some points. The Jaguars back in, was that 18?
Mm-hmm.
The year after they made the AFC Championship, everybody kind of thought that they were going to take the next step, and then they were horrible. So, who knows?
I'm going to tell you something. And this is, I think this will be definitely a hot take. Is that I'm looking at these teams within this conference, the AFC South. In every team, there's a if, like, if this happened, if this happened, if this happened. Every team has that one if. And that one if is that one position that must work. It's the quarterback. You look at Indianapolis, whether it's Daniel Jones or Richardson. If it pops for either one, Indy has a good roster. Indy had a good roster. Jacksonville. If it pops with Trevor Lawrence, Indianapolis, Jacksonville, has a good roster.
Agreed.
We know what Houston is already. And we look at the Titans and we say, if Cam Ward and that offensive line, if the offensive line is much better than what they were last year, this is a much different team than they have been. This might end up being one of the most competitive divisions in the AFC. I think the most competitive division, obviously, I think at least, is the AFC North.
I agree.
And then maybe the AFC West with Harbaugh coming in.
Yeah, AFC West. I think NFC East, NFC North would be in there too.
Exactly. So I think at the end of the season, this is a hot take, that this will be, outside of the NFC North, AFC North, this will be the toughest division.
Wow. I like it. And I could see it with the Colts. I just don't know about the quarterback situation. But Jacksonville, they do have the pieces there
yes.
to be good. If Trevor Lawrence stays healthy and you just see him start. I'm not saying he's going to be mm-hmm. in that tier with Mahomes and Allen and Burrow. But if mm-hmm. he could get up to being Justin Herbert mm-hmm. or CJ Stroud. That's good enough for the Jaguars to win this division.
Jacksonville has everything you need to be a legitimate team. They have it all.
Right.
Now can Liam Cohen and Trevor Lawrence, can Liam Cohen finally unlock Trevor Lawrence completely? And he stays healthy. That's yeah. his problem too. He's been nicked up the last couple of years. They have the wide receivers. They have the running back. Their offensive line needs to be developed a little bit more, but I think they will be a show. They got a pretty good defense. Again, we've said this from year in and year out. Every once in a while, Jacksonville, watch out for them, especially since Trevor Lawrence been there. But again, the one if, and I know it's a big if, all three of these teams have the same big if.
Right. It's all the quarterbacks.
But if it hits, I mean, you could be talking about a division that they're competing for those last two playoff spots come the last few games of the season.
Mo on our text line says the Titans win the division at 8-9. I think if the Titans win the division, it comes at 8-9 or 9-8. I
think it's going to be even more competitive than that.
Really? You think 10-11 wins?
I think you're going to have to You have to win 10 games to win this division. And that's why I think this division is going to be so competitive. I really do. It may not look like it now. And I understand the past four seasons, it's been sort of in the dumps and really the last two seasons because Houston has taken them both. And it hadn't been really close. But I think if they can get the quarterback situation figured out with those other three teams, because I believe at least two of them have a really good roster, a roster that can rival Houston's roster. The Titans are a little bit lower than that, but I think if all those quarterbacks shows vast improvement and Cam Ward pops, this is going to be a tough division. It really is.
Heading into training camp, all 32 teams, there are a certain amount of ifs that could get you to the playoffs.
Yes.
I think the Titans have more than a lot of other teams, but you just never know, right? Like, if the offensive line is good, if Cam Ward pops in year one, if the rookie pass catchers look like they're going to be starting level players, if L'Jarius Sneed returns to form, like, there's a whole lot of ifs, but if most of them happen, who knows what could happen?
Yeah.
So we will see. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. We have a lot of these to get to. Connor, do you mind if I call an audible here?
It's your show, pal.
It's not. It's Jared's. But I'm going to call.
I'm going to call an audible
here. We were going to go to Newt's Notes, but let's stick with hot takes now. We push Newt's Notes to 4:15.
Fine by me.
Deal. Let's do it. We're going to stick with hot takes. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. What is your Titans hot take as we are within a week of training camp? Jake Lyman, Derek Mason, Connor Newt in for Jared Stillman today here on a Fireball Hot Take Friday. Stillman and Company, 1025-1063 the game. Stillman and Company, 1025-1063 the game. Jake Lyman, Derek Mason, Connor Newt in for Jared Stillman today. It is a Fireball Hot Take Friday. We've spent the first hour of the show getting your Titans hot takes ahead of training camp next week. We're extending it here because we've gotten a lot into our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Let's get to a couple more here. Matthew in Nashville has a couple of trade takes. He goes, Simmons will be traded by the deadline. That one's interesting to me. Okay. And he also says the Titans will trade Will Levis for a second-round draft pick or something close. Somebody's quarterback will get hurt in training camp, and the Titans will hilariously fleece a team into taking Levis. So two trades there from Matthew in Nashville. Thoughts on the Levis one, I think, is second-round pick's a little bit high.
Yeah.
But decent. Simmons getting traded by the deadline, that's a hot take.
That is truly a hot take because unless this team is in a position where – you know, they are in line to pick number one overall again, then there may be a chance because then I think they feel, you know, he's going to be wanting another contract next year. We need to get a little younger. We need to get talent immediately.
Get more draft picks.
Exactly, especially if Jeff – see, the dilemma will be if Jeff is having a good season. That'll be the dilemma. On one hand, it's like, well, we can trade him away now and may get, you know, his value is the highest it's probably going to be. But then the other thing is like, damn, but he's playing so good. And he can further help us even if we are having a bad season this year. He can help us for next year. That's going to be the dilemma that the Titans are going to be in. But, yeah, that is a hot take. The Will Levis one, like you said.
I think he's going to get
round
traded.
Second round is high. Yeah, but I can see them trading Will Levis. Especially before the season starts.
Matthew Nashville also says, L'Jarius Sneed will not suit up for the Titans this year. You've seen him play his last snap as a Titan. I think L'Jarius Sneed's going to touch the field at some point this year.
Of course. Even if even if he's suspended, I think he still but then again, if he's suspended, the Titans can theoretically get out of their contract, get out of the contract that he's in. I don't think nothing's going to come of it, at least not during the season. So I think he, as long as he's healthy, I think he will play at least this season. Now, how long he plays, now that is the big question. You know, it's not if he's going to play, I think.
The Titans are so thin at cornerback now. It's like if he's healthy and not suspended, he's going to be on the field.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely going to be on the
field. So I think we'll see L'Jarius Sneed. Here's a good one. I think this is my favorite so far. Jeff from Thompson Station. Mm-hmm. The Titans will have a punt return or a kick return touchdown within the first three games of the year.
Wow, if they do that, Bones Fossil Foss, he's going to have the key to the city. If they have some returns before, you know, the third game of the season, at least one before the third game of the season. Yeah, because it's been looking pretty bleak. Just catching the football has been looking bleak.
When is the last punt returner return touchdown other than the A.J. Brown onside kick?
And I don't – that's – it's I a don't return, count, yes, I don't count that one as much. I don't count that one, yeah, in a sense of, you know, an actual return, kicking it deep and returning. The last may have been 2000 – it was when Vrabel was here, I believe. So was it 2018? Somewhere around there, 19, 18, 17. Was it before?
I mean, it's got to be like, did Darius Jennings? Okay, oh, I found it.
Renard? Or was it? No, it was.
Darius Jennings had a kickoff return touchdown in 2018.
Yeah, that was Vrabel's second year, right?
And then Renard was 2012. Yeah. That was the last one before that. So outside of the A.J. Brown kickoff return for a touchdown, the Titans have had one kickoff return for a touchdown since 2012.
That's punt return too. They got.
I haven't found punt return, but the Titans had three in 3 years. Mariani had one in 2010. Tommy Campbell in 2011, and Darius Raynaud in 2012. Let's see punt return.
So they're on
a
drought
touchdown
right about now.
Yes, they have not had one in outside of the onside kick six seasons. Mm-hmm. Since then, let's see, punt returns.
Well, shoot, if I'm telling you, if they accomplish that, boy, get Coach Fossil the key to the city.
I think Raynaud's the last one with a punt return touchdown in 2012. Wow. So
seriously,
you've had one return touchdown since 2012. That is insane. So
yes,
I love it from Jeff from Thompson Station. He says Titans will have one not only just this season, but within the first three games of the year.
All right.
I like it. Adam in Portland, he says, my Titans hot take is the Titans will have an electric return game this year. I didn't even plan that to be the next one. He said with DK or one of these fast young players along with a good special teams coach. His secondary hot take is that Will Levis starts games by week 5, but not for the Titans.
Ooh, wow. Okay.
I like that.
That's an interesting one.
That is an interesting one. Wow, who could he possibly start a game for next year? I'm looking, man.
So me and TD have had the same thought pretty much since the Bengals game last year when it became pretty apparent that Will Levis wasn't going to be the starting quarterback here next year, that a reunion with Liam Cohen in Jacksonville makes so much sense. To just go be the backup. Who is the Jaguars' backup quarterback?
Man, let me see.
They did sign someone, but I don't know if it's somebody. Nick Mullins.
Okay.
So, like, is Nick Mullins good enough that you wouldn't trade a bag of footballs for Will Levis to get him to be your backup quarterback?
It also depends on who gets desperate enough by week 5. Who goes down with injury and who wants to settle for Will Levis as the starter. Like, we've talked about this before, Jake. At that point, you either go all in or you throw the season away.
Right.
So
Adam in Portland, I like it. Who would have thought that Malik Willis would be starting games by week 3 last year? So,
hey, listen, Nick Mullins is his completion percentage is 100. 100. He's 1 for 1.
Never had one hit the ground.
As a matter of fact, he's 2 for 2. Never had one hit the ground. 2 passes, 2 catches, and that was it.
I love it. 615-737-1025. Last call for hot takes. We are going to do one more quick segment and get to the last couple here that we haven't gotten to on the text line. We are going through all of your Titans 2025 hot takes, good or bad, as we move towards training camp next week. We still got a couple to get to, so we'll get to those coming up next. Jake Lyman, Derek Mason, Connor Newt, wrapping up hour number one here on Stillman & Company, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.